The announcement of Chevron's Gorgon project in 2016 was set to have Australia leading the way in clean coal and gas innovation, with the biggest commercial carbon dioxide injection project in the world. But 2 years on, Chevron has still not followed through with the project. Missy Drage reports.
The Gorgon project is considered a landmark development in limiting fossil fuel emissions. The industry standard is to vent CO2 into the atmosphere, which is a major known factor in climate change. But the Gorgon project aims to inject around 80% of that CO2 under the ground and store it to prevent it reaching the atmosphere and damaging the environment. Chevron started building the equipment for the project in 2016 and straight away started exporting gas. But despite operating commercially for the past 2 years, Chevron has still not started injecting and storing CO2. The company says technical issues are to blame for the delay. This means the plant hasn't been able to reduce its carbon emissions. In fact, because gas production has doubled, the Gorgon plant has significantly increased its emissions. Director of the Climate and Energy Program at the Australia Institute, Richie Merzian, says the plant is responsible for around half of Australia's total increase in emissions.
Half of the increase in Australia's greenhouse gas emissions over the last year are equal to about that amount. So you could draw a link between the increase in Australia's emissions year on year and half of that potentially coming from the Gorgon project.
He says the impact of emissions this scale are severe.
The impacts from climate change are quite clear. We're seeing them in bushfires starting in winter. We're seeing them in systematic droughts year on year now. We're seeing them, you know, in terms of the impact on the Great Barrier Reef.
The Australian government does have a safeguard in place to limit the company's emissions. The safeguard sets a baseline for individual companies and charges a fee for emissions which exceed the limit. But Mr. Merzian says there's no real accountability.
Chevron was simply able to tell the government, oh, we need more, we need a higher baseline because our CCS, our carbon capture and storage, is not working, and the government agreed. So there's no real accountability in any of the mechanisms the government has to hold these big companies, these big polluters, to account.
He says companies like Chevron should be made to pay to offset their excess emissions.
If they're going to fail to sequester the emissions like they promised, then they should at least pay to offset them. So that's purchasing credits, much like you do if you want to offset your flight before you take it, you tick that box. They could also offset those emissions, and we've worked it out that that would cost about $55 million a year to do so.
Australia's emissions have increased over the past 3 years, putting us in the list of the top 15 global polluters. With the substantial increases in emissions, Australia is not on track to reach its Paris target. Mr. Merzian says the government is far too lenient on big corporations like Chevron.
This government has demonstrated that it will be lenient on big corporations and harsh on the average punter. They will chase you up for your debts, for your tax bills, for your welfare payments, but when it comes to big corporations and them deciding that they want to pollute as much as they want, the government gives them a free kick.
But the Australian government continues to reject recommendations for clean changes. A recent report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change recommends Australia completely move away from coal use by 2050. Federal Environment Minister Melissa Price rejected the report, arguing the importance of clean coal technology. But Mr. Merzian says clean coal is expensive and ineffective.
The government, the Australian government's put in about $1.3 billion to try and make it work overseas in the US and Canada. They've also tried and pumped a bunch of money to try and make it work, and there's hardly any functional CCS plants working alongside power generation like coal and gas. It is an expensive and ineffective technology, and we need to recognize that right now solar and wind at large scale are more competitive if you're building new generation for power.
The electricity sector has already made some progress with emission reductions through clean energy sources. Mr. Merzian says this is mostly because of the renewable energy target.
The only sector that's actually reducing emissions right now is the electricity sector, and that's because of the impact of the renewable energy target. which is driving more renewables online, and also the fact that renewable energy is now competitive. And so almost all new energy that's going on the electricity grid is coming from large-scale solar and wind.
He says the future of clean energy in Australia is up to Australians to decide at the polls.
It's upon everyone to decide which direction Australia should go in. Should it stick to its past, which is just as a quarry economy where it just digs up stuff and sells it, or should it actually transition to a future where it builds generation that is clean and green and has numerous jobs involved? These are the innovation and jobs of the future.
That story was by Missy Drage.